Hello.
Welcome back, hoes.
Welcome back, hoes. We're here for another podcast.
And we're going to talk in really creepy voice the whole time.
No, we're not. This one's dedicated to Sean because Sean said that he...
Because Sean's a G.
Sean is a G.
Best keeper in the world.
Sean is the best keeper that we've ever had at the school.
If you don't know what a keeper is... It's a goalkeeper, the person that stands in the goal in the soccer field.
Dude, no way.
Sean's a G.
You blew my mind just now. Can you not?
Can you suck a fat one? Yeah, so we have no idea what we're going to talk about because Wesley's terrible podcast.
What do you mean? I came up with the last one. You should have to come up with this one.
Bang. So we're going to light a match. You know, I hear the sound of the match lighting.
Stop! Oh my god!
Dude.
Shut up. Why does she even have those? Evan is now burning himself with a match because he's an idiot.
It's not hot anymore, you tard.
It's not hot? It's still, like, kind of hot.
Really?
Stop.
Dude, it's not hot. God. Look at this table. Why would you paint this? Why would you paint it purple?
Yeah, it doesn't go with anything.
Apparently they got the paint for cheap, though. That's what Mike said, at least.
Alright, so what's been going on in your life?
In my life?
I've
been shooting skeet and fishing. That's all I did this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was a blast.
Actually. Was it? It was a blast. Like something exploded?
What's the virus? You're such a prick. Yeah, dude. Shooting skeet, it's really fun, but it gets expensive. Like, so me and Warren, we shot skeet Saturday and Monday, and we probably spent $150.
On what?
Shotgun shells, skeet, gas, food. Yeah. We went fishing Sunday night. We went fishing at night on False River. We actually did pretty good.
Yeah, I saw in a story. Good night.
Yeah. Dude, I'm thirsty as a freaking horse.
I think I'm going to say a whore.
What'd you do this weekend? On your long Martin Luther King Day weekend?
Let's see. Well, what did we do Friday? We had a game Friday?
Yeah, we did have a game Friday. We went to eat. It's pretty.
Oh, that place was good.
Yeah.
If you need a place to eat and you're fine with driving a little bit,
yeah.
Highway 55.
Yeah. Or if you're in South Baton Rouge, Highway 55 on Burbank, on the corner of Burbank and Ben Hur.
Shout out
to Highway pretty 55. Pretty good.
Milkshakes are really good.
Probably the best milkshake I've ever had.
Guarantee 90% of the time you go, no one else will be there, so you have the whole place to yourself. Because both times I've gone, I've been the only people in there. Only
yeah,
person
we went
there.
On a Friday night. And
a Friday night? That's when people go eat.
No, but it's like mostly college kids around there. So they're partying on Friday night. They're not going to a milkshake place.
Okay. Their milkshakes are good, though.
Milkshakes are really good.
Mom has a picture of us fighting with Mariana about the sample. Looks pretty funny.
Bro, I want to go here.
Where? Vancouver?
Vancouver Island, Canada.
And then what was Saturday? I worked Saturday.
No one cares about your weekend.
You literally asked me, what did I do on Friday? And then Sunday, went to church. Amen. Did you go to church?
I actually didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to go to 8 o'clock mass.
Yeah?
Because I had PT.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Why didn't you?
I just didn't.
Wow. You're a sinner.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah. You need to repent.
What?
You need to repent.
Yeah, I guess so. You're not getting my ball, dude.
Have another one.
Oh. Yeah, so this is going to be a really boring podcast, because...
What can we talk about? Let's talk about dreams.
Dreams? No.
Because whenever we talked about dreams last time, I had to end it.
I don't I don't ever remember my dreams, though.
I thought you said you remembered a dream.
What?
I thought you said you remembered a dream. No. That might have been Mary... No, it was Mary Hannah's dream with you in it.
Yeah. The, like, reoccurring one or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that you have the same dream.
But that happens to me, too, though. Like, I'll have the same dream more than once. That's never happened to you.
When I was a kid, I used to have, like, a dream. And then the next time I would dream it, like, it would continue the story. It was like a movie. It was crazy.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate, like, when you wake up right as the dream is, like, getting good, you know?
Yeah.
And then you try to go back to sleep to get it back, but it never works.
You can't. You can't, like, go to sleep thinking of something, and you aren't going to dream much of it. Like,
yeah, it never works. It sucks.
Because sometimes, like, dreams are, like, crazy. Cool. Yeah.
Like, yeah, fun, like.
But dreams get weird sometimes. Like, pretty messed up.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Lucifer on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. On season 3. And the detective girl.
The hot one?
Yeah. She's dating the Kane.
Oh, the black guy? The black, like, devil or whatever?
No. It's the white guy.
Who's the black angel guy?
Amenadiel?
Yeah, Amenadiel.
He's his brother.
I don't know who Cain is.
You don't know who Cain is? Cain killed Abel.
I know who Cain is in the Bible, but I don't know who he is on the show. Faggot.
He's Cain.
Yeah. I started watching The End of the Effing World. And it sucks pretty bad.
It's bad. It's a show?
Yeah.
Is it called effing or is it...
I mean, it's like bleeped out in the title. That's fine. But it's pretty bad. Like, I don't know. Tried to watch it.
Emma was watching the...
kind of just gave up.
Emma was watching the thing about Aaron Hernandez. It's like a documentary series.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Yeah. Isn't that like a football player or something?
I think so. Maybe he's a baseball player.
Pretty sure it's football.
But he, like, killed some people.
He killed some people?
Yeah.
Lit.
Did you ever kill anyone?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why?
I mean, if they did something to, like, make me need to kill them.
What constitutes murder in your eyes?
I don't know. Like, if I had, like, a daughter and somebody, like, raped her, then I would probably kill them.
That's the thing in Texas. A guy raped some dude's daughter, and he intercepted him when they were, like, transporting him, and he killed the dude, and then he went to court, and the judge didn't sentence him at all, because they were, like...
I mean, good.
But I feel like any other place in Texas, like, if that happened in New York or, like, California...
Yeah.
He would have been arrested.
Oh, yeah. But like...
In the trial, he wore a cowboy hat.
If it was my kid... Like, if somebody raped my kid, I wouldn't even kill him, dude. I would just torture the ever-living crap out of them.
That's extreme.
No, like, dude. That's messed up.
What are you going to do in the Navy? What if you have to... What if... Take this example.
I'll kill somebody in the Navy. Damn right I will.
You say that. But, like, if you're...
I will.
Looking at somebody, like, you're in a room, like, right now,
mm-hmm.
You're going to pull a gun out and shoot me. Not me, but,
no,
like,
you're innocent. But if you were, like, some
If I was a Muslim dude with a knife to, like, a girl's throat, you'd shoot.
Yeah, I would kill you. That's not even, like, a hard decision to make.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like you feel guilty after.
No, do you just save somebody's life, dude? How do you feel guilty about that?
I don't know, because I also just killed somebody. And what if they had kids? You just killed somebody's dad.
Dude, I might kill, like, hundreds of people because,
The Navy doesn't do anything.
The job that I'm going to be doing...
What? Explain your job.
All right, my job is a submarine electronics computer field. So, like, depending on
submarine electronics computer field? So, SECF?
Yeah. But SECF. It's called, SECF.
So, SECF.
Yeah. So, like, I could be the person that launches a
A nuke?
Yeah, you're going to launch a nuke from a submarine. Are you an idiot?
They launched it from underground. Do you not know that?
Yeah, but they don't have nukes on submarines.
They could.
No.
Why not?
Because.
Why couldn't they?
Because you can't fire a nuke underwater.
Why not? You could activate a nuke underwater.
No.
You want to bet?
You probably could, but exactly. Why would you?
You're wrong.
Why would you?
Then? Say you're wrong.
I'm not wrong, because no one will ever fire a nuke from a submarine.
No one?
Yeah,
no one. Will ever fire a nuke.
No one will you're ever saying that fire right now. A nuke.
Okay, if when someone, it happens, I'm going to laugh.
If someone fires a nuke...
We're shaking hands right now. This is a deal.
From a submarine in our lifetime, I'll give you 20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Yeah.
I want 21.
Okay, $21 if somebody...
And 42 cents.
Fires a nuke.
$21 and 42 cents.
And when I hit 100, if no one's done it, you owe me $21. Because I'm never going to die. But anyways, I can be like the person that launches the freaking...
From underwater?
What do you call them things?
Torpedoes?
Yeah, a torpedo that might kill some people.
Nukepedoes.
Who knows? I might not. Who knows?
And you have a guilty conscience.
Dude, I want to be on a submarine. I want to be trapped underwater.
Yeah, you're not going to have to see the sun for like weeks. How long can you stay in a submarine?
No, bro, you come up.
Not every day. There's going to be days without
sun. Yeah, but you don't just go under for like...
How long can you stay in underwater?
I don't know.
At a time. Like before having to go back up.
I mean, you could probably stay under for however long until you run out of food.
This is a movie I want to go see. Underwater?
The submarine makes its own air.
You've seen that? How?
I don't know. It just does. Somehow.
Crazy.
Got gills.
But there's
yeah, it makes its own air.
There's a movie called Underwater.
Yeah.
It's about, like, it's these people on a submarine, and then something happens, and they're, like, running out of air, and they have to figure out how to get it to go back up again. And there's, like, monsters, like, because they're so far deep. And apparently there's stuff people have never seen down there.
Oh, dang. Apparently you don't go as deep as most people think. Like, you only go, like, 800 feet deep.
800 feet's pretty deep.
I mean...
It's not, like, ocean floor deep.
Considering some parts of the ocean are, like, 30,000 feet deep.
Yeah. Like, the trench, that's, like, the deepest place in the world.
I don't... You wouldn't be able to go that deep, I don't think.
No, because the pressure would crush you.
Crush it. But dude, so you know that on a submarine in the Navy, days aren't 24 hours long. I mean, like, they are, but, like, your day is 18 hours. Like, when you're on the submarine, your day is 18 hours.
How?
So you do, like, so it's 6 hours of work, like, whatever your job is.
And I feel like there's nothing to do on a submarine. Like, once you're, what do you get to do while you're down there? For 6 hours.
You work.
Like what?
And then...
The submarine's small.
No, they're not that small. They're a lot bigger than most people think.
How big is it?
Like, there's probably 100 people on it.
But there's stuff to do for 6 hours? For you, one person to do? What do you need to do for 6 hours?
Yes, dude. You gotta... There's so much going on a sub. Especially if you're moving. Trust me. There's plenty to do.
So there'll be times where you're just sitting underwater in the same spot. I'll do
it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't see why you would.
Hopefully. I'm going to go on a submarine just so I can look through the...
Hopefully.
The little...
the telescope.
Yeah.
Periscope.
Up the top.
Hopefully, most of my time on a submarine will be at subport.
Is it? Is it air conditioned?
Yeah.
I went on that submarine. You mean the USS Kidd?
It's probably actually heated sometimes. The USS Kidd is not a submarine, stupid.
No, but there is a submarine there. I know.
Okay.
And I went in that. I was like, it's freaking hot in here.
Well, yeah, but they don't have.
But then AC, they probably do need the heater.
Because yeah, it's probably cold. 800 feet.
Yeah.
In the ocean.
Pretty far away from the sun.
Yeah. But
wait, it's been cold recently, and I don't know how I feel about it. Because, like, part of me likes the cold. The other part of me, that kid cracks me up, the one that just walked by.
Which one?
The big one.
The foul?
Yeah. Cracks me up.
But, anyway, so it's, like, 6 hours of work and then 6 hours of admin, which is, like, doing paperwork stuff. And then, like, that's kind of your free time, too.
And there's enough space in the submarine for, like, everybody has their own bed? end room. Not room, but like you sleep in a room with a bunch of people.
Okay? Yeah, you sleep. It's probably like six to a room. And then...
But you can't bring anything down with you.
Yeah, you can bring stuff.
How much... You can't... If 100 people in the submarine and 100 people bring six things, that's a lot of stuff that you need a room for.
I can bring six paper clips.
Okay, not paper clips. I'm talking about...
I mean, you have to have stuff. Like... I mean...
Do you have a washing machine on there?
Yeah. But you have to... If you're washing your clothes, you have to, like, sit by the washing machine and watch it the whole time.
Why?
Because sometimes it'll get really hot, catch on fire. So you gotta make sure it doesn't have a kitchen.
So there's gonna be a chef on there?
Yeah, there's a chef that cooks all day. They eat four meals a day. But anyway, so you do 6 hours of work, 6 hours of admin, and then sleep for 6 hours, and then new day starts.
So what do you do those other... You're missing out on...
Yeah, but you're underwater, so it doesn't...
You need to have, like, two watches. You need to have a real-time watch and, like, a your-time watch.
Yeah, but no watch only goes to 18 hours.
I'm sure they have them just for that military. I'm pretty sure. Mm-mm. You know what I'm
saying? No.
There might be. Like, specifically for people that go on submarines.
I doubt it.
But it's kind of been weird. Around for a while, so they might have been.
But apparently, you just kind of get used to it. It's like a routine.
But, like, you're missing out on so much of the day. That's crazy.
No, not really, because you're... It's not like the other 6 hours of the day is wasted. It's just, like, you go down on a submarine for 20 days, but submarine days, it's like 25, 26 days.
And you come back up and you're like, oh, it's not how everybody did. Yeah. Like, it's so stupid.
I mean, it's they not.
Like, that, I don't know whose idea that was, but that's dumb.
The military has a reason for everything. Oh, God. Dude, but you know what one thing is that I've noticed since I started learning military time?
What?
That I don't know why everyone doesn't use military time.
No, it makes sense.
It makes so much more sense. Yeah. Instead of having 2 4 o'clocks, 2 5 o'clocks, 2 6 o'clocks, you have one, and you have...
Obviously one, you have one, yeah, no matter what.
And you have a 1600, 1700, 1800, whatever. It makes so much more
sense. So what's like 5:42 in the afternoon?
5:42 in the afternoon is 1742.
It's kind of funny, though, because you'll be like, underwater, meeting at 0600.
Yeah, 1600. Like, no, even now, like, in this group meet. So, like, today there's...
Do you plan things in military time?
Yeah. Like,
that's how they schedule things?
Yeah, like, PT at 1600 today. And, like...
So that's...
So, like...
4 o'clock?
Yeah. So I was texting my recruiter, and...
What time we get out of here?
11:30 something, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was trying to set up a meeting. So I said, can you do 1700 this Thursday? But he was in Belchase, so...
Where's Belchase? Mississippi?
No. It's a little bit past New Orleans. That's why I had to go for MEPS.
Well, that's all we got to talk. That's all the time we have today.
Yeah, kind of boring, maybe, if you care about my life a little bit.
Nobody cares about your life. Like, no one at all cares about your life.
Hey, anyone listening, if you want to join the Navy... Let me know, because you could help me get a pay grade before I even go to boot camp.
So don't do it. So Evan is a broke boy.
Screw
and
off,
can't do anything.
Screw off.
Because nobody wants to go to the Navy. All right.
People, Navy's good. You can be.
You haven't even been yet. You can't preemptively say it's good.
You can be very successful. College isn't for everyone.
All right, that's it. See you later. Bye.
See you whores later.